This goes to Cora Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-875-5023 regarding Alice McCrory. It's M-C capital C-R-O-R-Y, date of birth 6-10 of 1932. Dear Ms. Pavlik, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. McCrory with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. Her daughter, Robin, is also present for the visit, as well as some nurses who help in her care. She has gained 13 pounds over the last 5 months, and she's actually more short of breath over the last week, with about a 5-pound weight gain in a week, and she's wheezing with exertion today. She did have an echocardiogram done January 4th of this year for Jennifer Garcia, her nurse practitioner in the congestive heart failure clinic. She did have a very good ejection fraction between 50 and 60% with dilated atria, left ventricular hypertrophy, moderate mitral valve regurgitation, and mild aortic stenosis, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. She has chronic fatigue and chronic shortness of breath also. And when the patient has fluid overload, despite drinking only 32 ounces in 24 hours on a regular basis, we have used a slight increase in Lasix for about 3 days. She's currently on 60 milligram a day of Lasix. In the past, she has used 80 milligram total for 3 days with good results and with fluid reduction and weight loss. Her blood pressure has been fairly well controlled, and no hospitalizations have been necessary since she was seen on August 24th of 2021. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No current UTI symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have chronic constipation without blood or melena. She has dyspnea on exertion without cough, but she is wheezing, and she feels short of breath at rest. No oxygen or CPAP machine. She does have some edema of the lower extremities. No orthopnea or PND. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She's on hydralazine, 50 milligram 3 times a day, and the Lasix is 60 milligram a day. She's also on gabapentin, 400 milligram at bedtime. For pain, she uses Tylenol. And she's on Synthroid. Allopurinol is, and Atenolol are used. Tradjenta is 5 milligram daily for diabetes also. Physical examination. Her weight is 188 pounds, pulse 66, and blood pressure 154 over 67. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 12-14 of 2021. And creatinine is 2.1 with estimated GFR of 23. Albumin is 3.9. Calcium is 10. Electrolytes are normal with the potassium of 4.3. Phosphorus is 4.2. Hemoglobin is 10.8. Normal platelets and white count was elevated at 12.3. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure with some fluid overload currently, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. We've authorized the patient to use Lasix 80 milligram daily for the next 3 days, and we've asked the patient's daughter, Robin, to call us on Thursday with the results of that increased dose of Lasix and with the patient's weight, and to let us know if the breathing is better. She's also had her a callus removed from her right third toe that healed that foot very well. It was red and painful prior to having that callus removed, and it's doing much better. She's going to continue to limit fluid intake to 32 ounces in 24 hours, and she'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. Labs will be done monthly, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.